Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we head to Athens, where the neighborhood of Exarchia has become an unexpected food destination. The area is currently undergoing a slow gentrification process that attracts residents from the nearby affluent Kolonaki Quarter. Exarchia is not famous for its food, but that's gradually changing, because there are many hidden gems in the area. Our guide today is architect Eleana Horiti, and she shows Monocle's Natalie Savarikas around.
Hi Eleana, so why did we choose to come to Exarchia?
We chose Exarchia because it's an unlikely food destination. Exarchia is a neighborhood that is very well known, notorious actually, for its left-wing residents and as an anarchist stronghold. It is situated between the Archaeological Museum, the Athens Law Faculty, other departments of the Athens University, and the Athens Polytechnic. So this makes of a population mainly made of students and intellectuals, but also it symbolizes the beginning of the end of the military dictatorship in 1973. And so Exarchia is a politically leaning neighborhood, and it's not known for food. But that's wrong. Exarchia has many hidden gems. So where we are on Kalidromiou Street at a food market, fresh produce food market, which is periodical. It comes to Kalidromiou Street once a week.
What can we find in this market?
We can find eggs, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, every kind of horta, which is a very Greek thing. We don't have a specific name. These are called greens. These look like spinach or parsley, but there are many categories, and there are sweet or bitter horta, spicy or bland. So we mostly wash them and boil them, but you can use them for soups, you can make cheese pies, spinachy type pies, and there are different pies all over Greece. So these horta are mostly picked on slopes, on hills. Very few of them are cultivated, and people know where to pick them. So it's very special places that you get horta, and horta pickers are guarding those secrets jealously.
Let's go investigate the horta situation in the market.
So here we are in front of a stall selling horta.
So they even have stinging nettles.
Yes, so they have stinging nettles. Stinging nettles are not always available, but what is very, very interesting with stinging nettles is that you can have them in soups, but actually, they make very, very good plant fertilizer. Nobody buys them for fertilizing plants here. They just buy them for soup. We're at the egg stall of Exarchia Food Market. There are two egg stalls in the whole market, but this one is quite interesting because the owner not only raises the chickens, they're free-range chickens, and they actually love him. Last week he brought a live chicken which stayed with him for the whole day, and we could watch it eat lettuce from the stalls nearby.
So after all this wonderful produce, I'm ready for lunch. Where are we now?
We are in a restaurant a few steps down from the open air market. The first restaurant opened here 40 years ago. And actually it is situated in an old schoolyard. It's very beautiful because it's actually mid-November and we're sitting outside under the jasmine, and it's sunny, and we're going to have lunch as if it were summertime. 4 years ago, this restaurant changed hands and they decided to focus on meze. Meze is a variety of small dishes you can share with others. You just don't transfer the food into your own plate, but everyone gets a bite from the centrally placed little dishes. Everyone has to pick from the same dish. And people come together. It's sharing. It's very convivial. And it starts conversation. I wanted you to sample three staples of Greek cuisine. One of them is the pita bread, which serves as the base of this dish. And the other is aubergine. Aubergine is very well known as puree, but we actually use aubergines in many, many dishes, from moussaka to stew. So it's aubergine puree, but it's smoked aubergine puree, which is the most refined type of aubergine puree. On top of the aubergine, they have put a very soft Greek cheese, nearing yogurt, but it's not as tangy. It's sweeter, it's softer, but it's chilled, so it's fresh, and it's called the galotiri, and it comes from Trikala. We're now sitting on the first floor of a coffee shop on Harilao Trikoupi Street, just at the end of the open-air market. This coffee shop is special because it's the result of gentrification of the area. So now we're going to have some Greek coffee. Contrary to espresso culture, Greek coffee is savored and enjoyed over a long period of time. So when we just say, let's go for a Greek coffee, we mean that we'll be staying at the same place for about half an hour to 1 hour. You can have Greek coffee while playing backgammon. You can have Greek coffee in the morning while reading your newspaper. And some really, really Greek types would have a double Greek coffee, which would last for around 1 hour. Espresso is much harsher, whereas all boiled coffees, Greek, Turkish and Arabian, come from the Arabica coffee beans, and they are milder, sweeter, all-rounded.
What are we choosing today?
We chose to sample Greek coffee with rose water.
We can really feel the rose water. It's quite nice, actually. It makes it more syrupy.
Concluding the food tour with Greek coffee, there were architects Eliana Horiti and Monocle's Natalie Savarikas. They were in Exarchia, downtown Athens. This was episode number 11 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.